Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So welcome everybody to Self-Care hosted by the Female Solution. And, you know, today we're the first Tuesday of every month, we have Michelle Froge on the show, the Rockstar Coach. And who is an amazing intuitive, an amazing rock star and healer. And it got morphed and it kept morphing. And the first morph was that Rajai Keldani, my brother from another mother, who's a frequency expert and quantum energy healer, is joining the show today. And so we were doing the power of three and sharing about giving the spiritual gift of healing. And over the weekend, we were all together and we were building this amazing labyrinth that morphed into something that was so transformational. It literally was exploding my head. I think we opened up a portal to Jupiter. I'm just going to tell you because it's the planet of expansion. And our mutual friend, Jeremy Freeman, was here CEO of Freeman Formula, who makes upgrades. I'm trying to upgrade my brain right now. And we were all chatting around the table. Michelle was not at that conversation. And he was sharing about his beautiful daughter, Alex Freeman. And it was so transformational that somehow the energy started flowing, and we had her on the phone, and all I know is that she needed to be on the show with all of us. Well, who is Alex Freeman at the ripe age of 16? She's also a rock star, so, like, how cool is that? We have two of them on the show. And whether she fully knows it or not, she is a incredible. Oh, shoot. Okay, guys, we're not live, so we're going to start this over. We hit the live show. Thank you to Chris, Chris Fetchula. Thank you very much for letting me know that we were not live. I hit the live button and it didn't go live. So we're going to start over again, I guess. So I know that this was on Blog Talk and it was on Podbean, but we need to have this on YouTube. So today's show is about giving the spiritual gift of healing, and the first Tuesday of every month is having Michelle Froge, the Rockstar Coach. We do intuitive healings together. We give advice and readings and provide insight by accessing consciousness. And it morphed into, looks like they're having trouble streaming to Facebook. Give me a minute, please. We're having trouble streaming. Okay. This is interesting. Okay, so they're just not going to let us do it on Facebook today, and that's okay. We are in the Facebook group today, but we are not going to be on the Facebook Live. So if you if you're watching this, or you know people who do watch and they can't find us, they can find us on YouTube this morning, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, and then the Facebook group, Shifting Your Mindset to Reclaim Your Health. Okay, so we're there. There's a reverberation already. So, Raj, okay, Raj, you've got yourself muted. So anyway, I guess I'm going to do a quick repeat, which is, there was a lot of energy here at Tucson Essentials, which is where I live, but it's also where I work and where we're creating the Church of Divine Guidance. And over the weekend, we created the Labyrinth, and that morphed into some amazing energy, where we also had our dear friend Jeremy Freeman, who is the CEO of Freeman Formula, who creates Upgrade, and which I'm upgrading my brain right now. It was a delightful experience. And when we were having the after conversation, Jeremy shared the path of his 16-year-old daughter, Alex Freeman, who is also a rock star. So we have two rock stars on the show today. Whether she knows it or not, she's a channel, right? She accesses consciousness and I believe has the most amazing spirit guides. And they guide her in a way that's unrecognizable for a 16-year-old. And quite frankly, she was being guided much younger than that. And she wrote a song that I'm going to have her sing here today, or ask her to sing here today. She agreed to do it earlier. Her music fits in with the show today because it's about healing. Her music is healing. And I think that I just want to stop now and bring everybody on the show and let you experience what I'm referring to. So the first person I'm going to bring on is my co-host, Michelle Froge. Welcome.
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. Can you believe I didn't hit the start, but the start didn't go.
It happens.
I know.
You hadn't had your upgrade yet. It's all good.
I know, right? What?
I took mine this morning. As soon as my feet hit the ground, I was like, that's what Jeremy said. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and it's been interesting. You know, I still have a household full of people, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't have my routine.
Yeah. Routine is good.
I love my routine. So I'm still trying to get the label off. Okay.
I was off of my routine this morning. I got up at 6:30. What? Who am I? What?
Well, and that's what the upgrade will do for you. I mean, I think it's an accumulation into the body of a frequency that helps you rise up in a way that's unrecognizable. So,
well, it was unrecognizable for me this morning. Michelle doesn't get up at
6:30. No, she doesn't. So funny. So I know my girlfriend, so yeah.
Yes.
And cheers.
Cheers.
Well, that's good. And I bring on Rajai and Alex. And y'all need to unmute. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Grand Rising.
Good morning.
How is our technology, Raj? Go ahead and say a few words and see if there's any.
Well, Grand Rising, everyone. I'm glad to see you on here, Michelle. It's only been a couple days, but love to see you every time I see you. Alex, you're amazing. Can't wait to hear you sing. And I can tell you your dad is very, very, very proud of you. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So... why don't you all, because this is a little bit different for my listeners, I'm going to ask Raj first to start with who and what he does, then Michelle, and then Alex. So go ahead.
Yeah, so my name is Rajai Talbani. I'm an entrepreneur, but I've been working with frequencies for 7-8 years, and I've kind of delved into this whole world of frequency medicine, so energy, frequency and vibration is really everything that there is, including your voice, right? Your music, and that's part of healing, and that's why we have Alex. That's one of the reasons we have Alex on the call today. Is really it's about tapping into this healing energy, whether it's through music, through words, through really just the feeling that we can create within ourselves, right? Because everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. And as you all know, we all need more healing, we all need more compassion in the world, and we all need a higher vibration that allows us to be more harmonious with each other. And so when we have bright souls that grace us, like Alex, who can share a message that inspires people to be better, to be different, to be in their own power and be in their own, really just in their own magic, right? Because we're all magical creatures, to really just own that. And so I love this whole field of frequency because it really is the essence of everything that there is. And so that's kind of what I do. My main thing is just educating and teaching people and having people experience what frequencies can do for you.
Awesome. So good to spend more time with you, Rajai. It's always fun. Grand Rising, everybody. Again, I'm Michelle Froge, the Rockstar Coach. And it was interesting, as you were talking, Rajai, and then thinking about Alex, and I was part of one conversation where I got to hear a couple of your songs, Alex, and your dad was telling you a little, or telling us a little bit about you, and I just, he even mentioned that in at least one way we are alike, and so I was just thinking while Ryan I was speaking, I didn't realize until this very moment that I've been a healer for a very long time. Probably, all my life, really, even though I wasn't consciously aware of it, because I've been singing and dancing and performing and all of those things ever since probably I came out of the womb. My mom told stories about me, you know, dancing around in diapers. So,
well, I heard you were dancing in the womb.
I probably was. Yeah, probably was. And singing, for sure. So then when I moved into the actual work, quote, work as healer and intuitive life coach, I really didn't put the two things together. I thought, okay, well, they're two different paths, and I love both of them, and both of them bring me joy, but it wasn't until this moment, thank you, Rajai, that I realized it's all the same, because it is all healing, and you just can be, depending on the frequency and the message, it can be so healing. And I get a lot of comments, as I'm sure you do, Alex, of how people feel when they are in the presence of music that moves them. And so it's just a joy to be able, and I don't take it for granted, not everyone has a voice that they feel comfortable sharing.
Oh, I certainly don't.
But in that way, because I think everyone has a voice to share. Not everyone is comfortable with it. So, so that's who I am, and I'm excited to get to know you better, Alex, too.
Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you.
Oh, you're muted, sweetheart. You're muted.
You guys are glitching out on me.
Oh, we're glitching out? Okay, so... Oh, okay. Oh, wait. What happened?
It probably is.
So actually, I want to do, hold on, Raj and Michelle, I'd like to clear energy around the show right now. So if you guys hold space, pull the energy in, infinite incorruptible source, remove any interferences in communication for this show. Please provide clear communication, remove... thank you. Okay, let's try it now, please. Go ahead, Alex, and unmute. You're muted. Okay, there you go, Doc.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yay!
So tell us about you and...
Okay.
And how and why you were drawn to music, and tell us about your mission here today. Not just today, but your mission.
Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Alex Freeman. I am a singer, songwriter, actress, model, entrepreneur, writer, studio for kids, and author. And I was drawn to music. I've been singing. I was really trying to remember, I wrote my first song when I was 5 years old about anti-bullying, and it was my parents told me, you can either mope and be sad and be the victim, or you can do something about it. And my choice is to do something about it. And the way that I chose to was by writing a song, because I know if I'm feeling this way, then someone else has to be feeling the same way that I am. So it's not just me experiencing this one thing. So I really had such an amazing opportunity to be able to share that song that I wrote. And it was the simplest thing. It was called Be Nice, and it just the chorus repeated, and it was like, Be Nice, oh, yeah. And it was super easy, repeated like a billion times. But I really had such an amazing opportunity to go into schools and perform and open for Kids Bop and so many different people singing that song. And it gave me, my message at the time, which was full on anti-bullying and talking about, when you see something, you say something, and it's anti-bullying. There's not much more to get into it than there. But I mean, I really, that was so important. And I was like, I want to talk on this and touch on this. And so, I was 5, 6, 7 years old through that time, going into schools and talking with kids. And so now I've kind of ventured off from that and come back to it and back and forth a little bit. For a while, I really was so big on, and I still am, on suicide prevention. I had lost one of the most important people in my life to suicide, and it was such an earth-shattering, like, heart-bending experience, and being able to, you know, like, I wrote about it personally at my emotional release, like how I handle and deal with everything going on in my life that I write about it. That way I am able to kind of express how I feel and not have to talk about it because I don't like talking about it. So I write everything. And so I really, I did performances. I went to all of these suicide blogs and everything to make sure that I was able to share the message. You know, everybody has lost somebody. Different ways, of course, but it's such a horrible, horrible feeling when you lose somebody to suicide because it's just like, it's like, I wish I would have known, like, I wish I could have done something different, I wish I could have helped, I wish I could have changed, I wish I could have been there for you, you know? And it's like, I feel like a lot of us take on this role of, like, what if I could have done something different? And so I feel like, with that, I want to be there and be able to talk about and go talk about what I've gone through and listen to hear what other people have gone through. And so, you know, I wrote this song called Somebody to talk about, you know, how I felt and my experience with it. And so now my mission has been, you know, talking about suicide prevention and anti-bullying. And I'm currently working on this anti-bullying book. It's a kid's book because I was talking with my sisters and I had found out, like, I was bullied when I was in kindergarten and I was like, maybe it's calmer now because everybody's like, bullying is not what it used to be, like, it's not, like, it's nowhere near it. And then, but we also have so many different sources of bullying today. We have cyberbullying.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth with that one, right? Like, that cyberbullying stuff? Yeah. Ooh.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have in person or written or whatever. There's so many different, like, streams and ways that it comes to these kids. And it's crazy, honestly, because there's so much going on. And they're so receptive. They're so little. Like, they hear it, and it's what goes in their mind. And you're like, oh, my God, this is heartbreaking, you know? And so I'm creating this really cute little – I just finished writing it yesterday, actually. This book. That was, like, there. It's so cute. It's about anti-bullying and, you know, talking about, like, how to deal with it, like, what, like, in a good situation, being positive and not taking it and, like, moping and being upset about it, but finding a way to, you know, go around it or not accept it and be like, you know what, I'm great and I'm sorry that you're going through your own issues that you're putting on me, and that's okay. If you need to release them, then release them, but don't put them on me. And so talking about that and showing that through like a couple really cute little characters that are based off of my dog's names that I'm so happy about. So I, you know, there's so much going on and I'm so excited to be here talking with you today.
So, you know, meet Shagla, by the way, because if I don't introduce her. Shagla, say hello to Alex. Oh, you just want to talk to mommy now. Okay. No, I see. She has a message. So she's asking me to ask everyone their experiences with bullying because I think it's such a very – I was bullied as a kid. My dad told me to fluff it off, right? He says, just let it be like – let it roll off your back like a duck, like water off a duck's back, right? And, you know, I was told to toughen up. And I don't think that's, you know, I think that's what he knew because, you know, that's how he grew up. What about you guys? Michelle, what happened? What's your experience with bullying?
I was bullied a ton. I was super, super shy. I know it's hard to believe now. I wouldn't speak when I was very young. I wouldn't speak unless my friend spoke to me. And even then, I was petrified. But when I started to go into school, I just loved everybody. Like, I've always just been that person that, it's like that whole cliche, can't we just all get along? Like, I think I coined that many lifetimes ago or something because that's what my soul screams. Can't we just all get along? Like, I was thinking about this the other day because I said this and I think I need to to pivot how I said it. I said I don't see differences in people. That's not true. I see differences in people, and I appreciate them. I applaud the differences in people because I love being unique myself, and I love that everyone is unique. And well, I never understood when I went to school and I was like, well, okay, they like to wear black clothes and, you know, have piercings all over their, you know, face, whatever. Okay, cool. That's who they are. That's how they express themselves. Okay, and then these people over here, they're really good in sports, and so they're into sports. And these people over here, they like acting, and so they're in drama, and, you know, on and on and on. And I didn't understand why I couldn't be friends with that group and that group and that group and that group. And so I kind of alienated myself because I wanted to be friends with everyone. And then at some point, I learned, right, that, you know, you have your own group and you stick to that group. And if you don't, then, you know, we didn't call it bullying back then. But I recall going home quite often from school and crying, just bawling, you know. And that's no way for children to grow and learn. So Alex, thank you for using your voice, especially at such a young age, because as we know, we tend to listen to our peers much more, especially when we're young, than we do adults, right? And so you being a peer and letting kids know, hey, it's not only okay to be different, it's cool to be different. Let's applaud that. Let's be excited and rejoice in our differences.
That's amazing. Rajai? And then we'll bring it back together and I'll comment all together. But go ahead, Rajai. What was your experience with being bullied, whether it's in school or military or?
I really didn't get bullied very much. I was actually one of those people that would try to protect the bullied, right? So for some reason, people kind of left me alone. I don't know, maybe because they have like a mean, angry face or something.
No, you have a carefree face, but anyway, go ahead.
Right. But it's certainly a problem, and I think it's a bigger problem now more than ever, especially the cyberbullying, because it doesn't just apply to kids. Adults are bullying adults online, right? Because they're detached from the ramifications, right, of what they say, because they're behind a keyboard and a screen. And so I think it's actually become a bigger problem. But what I find interesting is how, you know, Alex talked about how she was bullied when she was very, very young, and she took a negative experience and she turned it around in a positive way that helped her to kind of form who she is and who she wanted to be. And that, I think, is what's really, really powerful more than anything, and that's the real message. That we want to get out there is, hey, you have the ability to pivot and change and decide. Regardless of what happens to you, you respond in the way that you want, right? You can respond either this way or that way. And so being an inspiration to people to show them that there is another way, instead of feeling defeated, but being empowered by what they experience. And I love that. So.
Yeah, so thank you to each and every one of you. I think that the fact that we can bully someone on the playground and how it's elevated to being able to hide behind a device and do it incognito and not have the responsibility or accountability for how you're impacting someone, and you don't even get to see how you're impacting someone, right? speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying my best this morning not to do the blubber cry. So that's why we have these really big pregnant pauses. I'm doing my best. So please bear with me. Alex, you inspire me in a way that I don't know how to even express. It took me a long time to find my voice. And you can ask Michelle when I try to get up on stage. And so we're talking about two different voices here, right? One voice was to speak my mind, right? And the other one was to sing on stage. And I tried to sing on stage and literally nothing comes out. I mean, like, I just, her partner, Michelle's partner, kind of lowered the mic because it was like, really, nothing's coming out anyway.
Not true. That is not true.
If he didn't do it physically, it did it itself energetically. I'm just going to tell you. Because it's like, you know, in the shower, I'm fine. Oh, or on the toilet. Let me sing it, you know? So the fact that you are the voice of multiple generations is how I view you. Multiple generations, you are the voice of children of all ages, because you wrote your song at 12, right?
I did write somebody at 12.
Yeah. What I would like to ask at this point in time, if you are still willing, would you sing for us? I know you don't want us to play it, but you would like to sing it. And actually that's the better choice, quite frankly. Will you sing your song so that people can understand why I'm moved to tears, and let's bring them into the fold of who you are?
Of course. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk a little bit about the song too. So
thank you.
Somebody is stuck.
Okay. Hold on. We're having, are you getting interferences on that end too, Raj? Is she cutting out? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me clear the energy on your devices. Okay. Is the energy clear in the house, clear in the device? Are there any interferences? There are. Whatever those interferences are, please transmute them up to social. Please subscribe to my life. Try now, Dom. Go ahead.
Okay. So Somebody is a song that I wrote when I was about 12 years old. And I think I was like, I think I had just turned 12 actually. And I, you know, I had lost one of my mentors to suicide. And I, you know, I spent so much time with her. Like, she taught me how to do multiplication and we'd go ice skating. And it was, I looked up to her so much and she was such a big role and character in my life. And so it's really interesting because at first when I had found out that she had passed, I had no reaction. And I was just in this state of like, oh, wow. And I didn't talk about it for like 2 years. I was absolutely silent. I didn't want to talk about it. There was nothing that I wanted to say about it. I couldn't bring myself to even think about it. Because if I did, I was upset, but I didn't know how to handle it. And so, you know, music has always been my emotional release. Whenever anything in my life is going on, I always, you know, I write about it. And that was one of the things I just didn't feel comfortable writing about. And so it took me 2 years to be able to, like, you know, even, like, sit down and be like, oh, my God, wow, like, this is what happened. And it was so much for me to process. You know, I think I was 10 when it happened, and then I finally got around to writing about it when I was 12. And so, you know, now I'm 16, and I've had a long time to sit with the song. And, you know, sometimes it's one of those things that, you know, I can't even, like, say I have this video talking about it. So I know that you guys know too, but I can't even watch the video sometimes. But, like, oh, my God, like, this is not okay. And so I've been I have this set coming up. I'm going to New York. I'm going to be performing for a couple different schools and events and stuff like that. And it's in my set list. So I've been getting, you know, more accustomed to talking about it and getting ready to talk about it. It's been a long time, so I need to kind of get myself ready for that. But I somebody is just so important to me because it really was, she was such a good role model in my life. And so she was somebody who, I in this song, I talk about, you know, you showed me how to be somebody. And it, so it's, she, I looked up to her so much, and it's such a great role model for me. And so, that's kind of what somebody is about. So I'll sing a little bit of it for you.
Thank you.
Of course. I couldn't find my track, so we're rolling a cappella today.
I love a cappella. Like, that's my favorite. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. From the dawn behind the skies and the moon, I do realize how strong as I am with my core. I know you did your best to hide, but with the ones behind your eyes, believe it gets you high. The bells hang far inside, I just put a fire eye. And in the end, I know you tried. Just tell me how to be somebody, somebody. Just tell me how to be somebody, somebody. Just tell me how to be somebody, somebody.
If you didn't understand frequency before the show, you just had a live demonstration of it, the frequency of love. And let that sink in for a moment. How do you feel? Do you feel love? Do you feel emotion? Whether you're crying like me, I still have emotion of love, like being valued and honored and these are very high frequencies. And a cappella cannot be tuned to anything other than the frequency of love. Right? When we have the frequency of music and you're using instruments, you can actually tune the instrument to different frequencies. And back before, around World War II, I think it was, music was tuned to the frequency of 440, which causes disharmony in the prefrontal lobe. And, 432, which is found in nature, causes harmony. 528 is also found in nature. It's the frequency that bees buzz at, right? And what perfect frequency for them, because it's a frequency of love. And they're pollinating our food, right? There are vegetable farmers, if you will, you know, like that. And so when we create with love, we create more love. We send it out in the universe. It's kind of like 10xing your business. When you put your energy into your business and you grow it, you can grow love. I can grow love with her voice. And I didn't know this was going to go this way, but I'm going to take it there anyway. I often talk about how words are just vibration from the ear, and that the energy or the tone behind those words will transmit how people feel about you, right? Maya Angelou says people remember, I won't quote it exactly, but they don't remember how what you said, but they definitely remember how you made them feel. And so we have an opportunity to really have some discernment and awareness about how our words and the energy and the frequency behind our words are making others feel. And I work on this all the time. And if you can't hear yourself, which is very common, you can feel yourself. You can feel if you're angry, and you can feel if you're feeling like you're resenting someone, or you are angry and you need to retaliate. That energy comes through as a tone. And I don't want to demonstrate it because the frequency we have here right now is just too beautiful. I wouldn't want to disrupt it. But you all know what I'm talking about. And a perfect example would be how you say the word thank you. And you can shift that tone of thank you to one of joy, gratitude, which we manifest everything with gratitude. Or you can shift it with blame and shame. And thank you can transmute or transmit blame and shame, depending on your energy behind it. So, thank you for your gift of showing up today and sharing your story and being a stand for others who are not able to stand for themselves. And we should all do what you do on some level, right? In some part of our lives. And so if you're listening to this, whoever our listeners are, and we have multiple platforms going on right now, different, which is why I look to the other sides, just checking out the other platforms. Take a look at where you are spreading joy. What's your frequency? How are you helping people heal? Like Michelle said, she didn't realize that she had been a healer all her life. The moment you open your mouth, either harming or healing, or you could be remaining neutral. But I would say that if you're remaining neutral in a harmful situation, then you're harming, right? But like Michelle, she's been singing and healing people with her beautiful voice. And we don't have to do it with her voice, right? I mean, but that's what the point of today's is. But if you would, Alex, share with us you have an organization that you've already created at the right old age, 16. I hate to see what happens when you get to be my age. You're just going to be like, you know, queen of the world. tell us about the organization that you created.
Of course. So I have this, it's actually quite recent. I have this new organization called Made From Work. And it's really sharing, you know, I believe that, you know, we have the potential to do so much and be so much and, you know, could be a catalyst for positive change. And it's so important to me to share that with, you know, I the whole time that I, you know, I was creating this organization, I was thinking of my little sisters and like my best friend's little brother. They go through so much every single day in school. And so seeing, you know, they're getting bullied constantly and like seeing everything that's going on with them is so, it's so insane to think about. Like, my sisters are 9, and they every day are enduring so much, stop. There's so much going on. And, you know, I created this organization to be able to, you know, stand up against bullying and stand up and make a change and make a difference because, you know, you can all, there's always parents and teachers and principals and, you know, coaches, those people who are an active role in people's lives. But, you know, when you hear, oh, yeah, don't bully, like, bullying's bad, like, don't do it, like, that's not, it's not stopping, it's not changing it. And they don't listen. It's one of those things that I feel like people are supposed to say. And they don't always mean it. Just like, yeah, don't bully. That's it. And then it's a done thing. And I feel like someone that's closer to the kids who are, you know, being bullied, they need to hear someone who has been bullied and has gone through the same things that they have at the same level or worse. And, you know, 90% of students from grades 4 to 8 are bullied every day. 90%. It might be higher, so a lot of these kids aren't saying that they will. They're so scared of saying, oh, yeah, this kid said this to me. This happened. This kid, whatever happened, they don't even want to talk about it. And so 70% of students have seen and witnessed bullying. And 48% will never say a word.
Because they've been bullied themselves. Yeah, because they've been bullied themselves. And now it's like, it just came to me that we have an opportunity to help people understand something. And I'd like Raj and Michelle to pipe in after I show this, if you don't mind, because I know that you guys can handle this. So bullying, the root cause, is not being heard and having a lot of anger. And it's about retaliation and resentment. Those are your root causes. Like, they weren't heard at home, and they're going to make sure that they're heard here, like wherever here is, right? And so there's an opportunity to help people become self-aware about how they feel and how they show up. Michelle, I'm going to hand that to you. Go ahead.
I was actually thinking about this morning, and yes, completely agree, the root cause. And then I also thought of something else. You know, sometimes when other kids are impressionable and they want to fit in for whatever reason, they can either not speak up because they want to fit in and they don't want to, you know, be the subject of the bullying that they're witnessing if they haven't experienced themselves, or they could be needing, I'm going to use that word, needing that acceptance so much. And for whatever reason, they're looking for it in their peers. And so if that is the case, then they're simply going along because they're going with the flow. They don't want to, you know, disrupt the apple cart, so to speak. And so I think probably those kids are the ones that could have the biggest impact if they would speak up because they do have good hearts. And, you know, kind of like I was, they want to be friends maybe with both sides, but who are you going to be friends with? Are you going to take a stand and be friends with the underdog that's getting, you know, beat up or bullied or whatever every day? Or are you going to stand behind, you know, somebody that maybe, you know, does the bullying so that you hopefully can stay out of their line of fire? Well, if you take a stand and say, you know what, no, this isn't right. Yeah, you may subject yourself to bullying as well, and yet you also could influence that bully because they see you in a different light, perhaps, even if for a split second. So there are many reasons, but I do agree with you, Jody, that the biggest reason people, and it's not just kids. The biggest reason people bully is they either don't feel worthy, which that line in your song, Alex, whoo, powerful. Yes, every life has worth. And so they either feel unworthy, and if they do feel unworthy, it's likely because they didn't feel or receive the love that they needed at some point in their life. And like you said, Jody, they're retaliating in the only way that they can, because they haven't learned how to use their voice in a constructive manner. And so they become destructive with it, not understanding that if they would go the other route, they would actually receive what it is that they desire so badly, is that love and that acceptance. And so, yeah, I just agree with you. And I don't know that we have the answers except doing things like Alex is doing, speaking up, and letting those quote underdogs know their lives are worthy, and they don't have to hide, and they don't have to be afraid. And it's wonderful. Celebrate your differences. And if we can just all get along, the world would be a wonderful place.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to explain and spent a long time, I trained under an amazing doctor in Libertyville, Illinois, a functional medicine doctor, and really, like, probably one of the most brilliant men I know, but his emotional intelligence wasn't, like, too high on the charts. And one of the things is that he wanted to be accepted by everybody and wanted to be almost like different but also the same. And I said, Danny, and I put my hand on his heart. I said, you are love. I said, you are made in the image of Christ. And I said, you're not supposed to be the same. I said, we need you to be different. And so I want to impress upon the world that your differences are what is why you're here. It's how you're contributing. If we're all going to be a cookie cutter of each other, we can't go where we need to go. We can't do what we need to do. We can't lead, right? And so you have to lead people, your family, your friends, people you influence, with your divinely given gifts, so they can then lead with their divinely given gifts, right? So be who you are and breathe into that. Rajai, you want to share?
Yeah, going back to maybe the origins of why people bully, I think it does come back to insecurities that people have, whether it be kids or even adults. But, I want to encourage those being bullied, right, kind of, and you're a voice for that, Alex, is it's okay to stand up to the bully, right?
Right.
Because oftentimes what will happen is the bully will stop in their tracks, right? Mm-hmm. When they get pushback, they're given an opportunity to reconsider and pivot. And oftentimes what you'll find is they do that, right? It's a learning experience for them because they need help too. They need to heal, right? They just don't realize how their actions are impacting other people. But both sides need to heal. But the side that pushes back, right, the one that's being bullied, is going to be the one that's going to be the inspiration for that bully to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And for that bully to realize, okay, maybe I'm doing this all wrong. Maybe there's a better way that feels better. Right? That feels lighter. And I love what you've done, you know, that song that you created for your friend, right? I don't know if she was bullied, but I know bullying and suicide are, you know, there's a connection there, right? A lot of young kids are, you know, do go that route, right? But the fact that you wrote that song, these people that have committed suicide don't realize how many people they impact and how far that ripple effect goes. And, you know, it's actually, that ripple effect is still going, and because of what you're doing, Alex, okay, her being, her memory, her, everything about her is going to be honored because of what you're doing for your friend, right? Because that's what it came from, from a need on your part to honor her and her life. And I also kind of want to talk about kind of guilt and regret, right? Because the people that are left oftentimes feel a sense of guilt and regret. Like, I could have done something I should have known, but I didn't know. And I can definitely relate to that, and I want to, for the people that are out there experiencing or have experienced that, well, I will say to you, I was suicidal years ago, and I almost did myself then, and no one knew. I didn't, you know, it was something that was a deep secret that I kept. No one knew. On the outside, everyone thought I was fine. Not a single person knew. Not one. Right? So, you know, the people that friends and family had no clue. And, you know, those people would have had that shame and that guilt, but it's really not their guilt to carry. And so I love what you're doing. I think this conversation needs to be had. You need what you're doing in terms of inspiring people to make better decisions, to reconsider, and also for those people considering what your friend did and what I almost did, is that there's a real impact. You are loved. People are thinking about you. People care that you're hearing that you're doing what you're doing, and you're making an impact whether you realize it or not. So thank you.
At some point you felt invisible, right, Raj?
Yeah. Definitely, you're kind of, you feel like you're by yourself, completely by yourself.
But, so, yeah, and you feel like you don't count.
Sure.
And no one's going to miss me.
Correct.
And what's this worth living for anyway? I think we've all been there. I know I have been, right? My dad energetically pulled me out of harm's way. You know, he already passed, and our ancestors are very powerful, and they can move mountains, people. And he literally pulled me out of harm's way when I was going to, you know, go forward with the self-harm approach as well. I don't know that, most people have contemplated this at some point in time. So, let's tie this back, if you would, to healing, right? Because this is what the show's about. And I'm so grateful that you're here, Alex, because why do we need to heal? Because we were treated in a way that didn't serve our highest good. We were taught a way that should never be repeated, should have never been programmed, should never have been imprinted. And so You can self-heal through singing, through music.
Mm-hmm.
There's science that shows that humming actually heals the body. And you can send the hum to any body part. And that vibration can heal your body. And then there's quantum energy healing. And there you go. No, that was a quick transition. Got to have a little levity, right? Because, you know, it is first thing in the morning. So, interestingly enough this morning, I pulled two cards for the collective. It's usually Michelle's gig that I was called. And which one first? Right, that's what I thought. Okay. The first one was break the chain, ancestral patterns, healing, rewriting the future. And I got chills. And then dance with life, do something to change your energy. And that's what we're talking about today. Those two things.
The music is powerful in changing your energy and dancing, all that, right? And that's why people love music. I mean, there's a strong connection between our emotions and music. And when we hear, all kinds of music, right? Depending on what it's intended to do, it can make you laugh, it can make you cry, it can make you, you know, feel joyous, contemplate things, right? So I want to hear more about how that song helped you heal and why you use music and what how it's been used in your life to heal not only you, but like maybe people around you, but like specifically start with you, Alex.
I think every song of mine is, I use music as my emotional release, is what I know. And it's taking however I feel and throwing it on a piece of paper and being like, okay, this is what I'm feeling in the moment. This is what's going on with me. And so finding a way, and I truly believe, like, if I'm going through something, someone else, like, there's almost 8 billion people on this planet, someone else is going through what I am. And so I find, it's a way to show and be able to put into words how I feel. And so with that song, I didn't have any words to, express how I felt. And it almost was like a state of shock for so long that, like, there was no reaction. So I finally was able to, take a second and think about it and tap into it. And, I think it was the second anniversary of when it had happened. And I was like, okay, I need to actually determine how I feel about this. Because I can't just sit here and, like, in denial of what's happening, or what happened. So it was really my opportunity to find how I felt and, release how I felt about it, because it was kind of within me, but I couldn't express it. And so I finally was able to write in that and feeling that. And, it was so funny because it was one of the fastest songs I've ever written, as well as, recorded, which the song was done within an hour and a half, top to bottom. It was really, really fast. And so, for me, normally I'm so obsessive about, like, harmonies, and, like, I love to stack vocals and do the doubles and add as many ad-libs and harmonies as possible. I don't think there's any on this song, like, at all. It's the lead vocal and the track, and it's just really, it's the most simplistic almost of my songs, because it's truly my vocal, the words, and the music. And so for me, it was such a big, like, okay, I understand how I feel about this now. And so there's a lot of, it took a lot to write it, though. And so a lot of my songs, they're all whatever's going on in my life. And there's sometimes I do steal a few stories from my friends here and there, but I'm an empath, so I get to. So I want to. I understand. I'm very big on like listening to, you know, what's going on in my life and my friends around me, people around me. And so taking, you know, I'm the most empathetic crier ever. If someone cries, I cry. It's not good. It happens all of the time. And so for me, it's like I understand how they feel and I'm able to feel what they felt. So when there's a good story, I have the opportunity. I take bits and pieces. But, you know, when it's something that I've gone through, I'm like my friend's therapist. I take everybody's feelings and emotions and I try to fix every problem. And I listen and I take everything on. And then it ends up sitting with me and then I'm a disaster. So I really found that writing out how I felt, how they feel, or how whatever the situation is, it really allowed me to take that weight off of my shoulders and be able to put it, you know, it's still a part of me, but it's not holding me down and being heavy on me with my energy and who I am and like how I feel. And so for me, it's very important to me to be able to write how I feel and everything going on in my life. And it's such a big part of who I am. And that's how I express myself. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I really feel music.
I'm asking the collective what questions you might have so people can ask their questions. About healing through music or bullying or what their experiences are. This is a safe place to share, you know, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube or Podbean. We also have Podbean going and Blog Talk. So Podbean, you can actually send it to me in a text on Podbean, or you can ask to come on the show and, you know, your voice will be heard. So you can do that. We have several people listening on Podbean this morning and on Blog Talk and on Facebook and LinkedIn, which you can't see that, and YouTube. So if you have thoughts that you want to share about healing through music, I know there's someone who's listening on Podbean, and I know he heals through music. PS is his initials if you want to share. I'm such a sneaky girl. he's also another brother, a brother from another mother. But I think, you know, we can, you know, we can self-heal. And this was originally supposed to be, you know, 2 hours of healing. But I think we are doing that. We're just doing it differently. And then Michelle said, or Chris says, I used frequency music and dance to relearn my balance and how to walk again. That's amazing. You know, I used frequency and sound to get rid of my post-traumatic stress disorder. Because I was basically, my home was a war zone, right? I grew up, I was used as a punching bag in the hospital many times. Imprints of fingerprints that were on my neck, you know, from a family member. And getting stitches, right? No one ever told the truth about it. And so I had a lot of post-traumatic stress. Actually, they're calling it injury now. So my doctor, Michelle Kukla, from Healthy Living Counseling Center, introduced me to a sound frequency device called the BOD, Bioacoustical Utilization Device. And I used that device when I saw her once a week for 5 years. And it does a reset on the neural network of the brain, bringing it down to baseline. So whatever trauma you have, you can reset it. Now, not everybody can afford that. I love you back, brother. not everybody can afford the VODs. And I bought mine after I got off of disability because I was disabled for just under 4 years. And what I want to say is this. God came to me like he works through you, Alex, and Michelle, and Raj. And he said, I want you to make this available to everybody for free. And so I have been creating these frequencies of music, healing music. And I put them on my YouTube channel. And they blend the bond, which we which includes the frequency for reversing trauma. And it also includes my the Rife machine frequency, which, Alex, I know you're familiar with the Rife. And the Rife machine, I ran it for brain correction. And then I added the Selfregio frequencies from from the Tibetan monks. And I added raindrops, which puts the brain in a alpha state. And then finally, I added the frequency of love music of 528. And it's only, I think it's like 50 minutes. And I know a lot of those 528 frequencies run for 10 hours or whatever, or nonstop, really. But I don't really want you listening to mine for more than that 50 minutes because it's actually physically healing your brain. And so there's only so much. Like, we got frequency drunk when your dad was here. And that's a new term, I'm sure, for many people. But so the frequencies were so high. So we created this labyrinth, and it was just like, you know, creating all this energy. And then Raj has his cocoon, and that was running. And the cocoon is another frequency device that raises the vibration. And we all got like, you know, like kind of like lightheaded. And we're like, I think I feel frequency drunk, which is the term that we created, because there's no chaotic energy, right? There's no chaos. And we're like, tongue hanging out, you know, to our belly button, you know, because I have mush brain now. So we had to shift the frequencies, right, so we could have concentration. Just to let you know, that's a possibility. But
no hangovers, by the way, when you get frequency drunk.
What's that?
You don't get any hangovers from that.
No, you don't need to get any, no hangovers from being frequency drunk. So, oh, my PS guy came on. Philip Shannon. He says, the beauty of healing through singing is that I don't always know what will come up until I start singing. For example, I was grieving my best friend, and anger welled up that I didn't know was there. Tell us more, Philip, if you don't mind, and how, you know, if you're willing, and if you're not, it's so okay. You know, how did the singing, I mean, were you able to release the anger, you know? Were you able to release the grief and give it to God, right? So, like, those kind of things. You know, we have not gone to one commercial. I guess we'll just have to sell ad space on it instead.
So I want to know about your experiences with healing through music. Cause, I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, you got into music because it does something for your soul, right? I mean, it's built into you, but it feels good, right? So that's part of the healing process, is getting into that space where you feel that higher resonance, the higher vibration that makes you feel good. So tell us about your experiences with how you've healed yourself and or other people through music.
Mm-hmm. Because I was so shy when I was a child, and, you know, I had imaginary friends and stuff and saw things and heard things, you know, I was a real weird child, to some. Music for me was always just, it was like my cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was that space that I was able to go to either dance or sing or just listen to. I could evoke pretty much any emotion listening to music. That was well before I knew what an empath was. But I, for me, while music has always, it's just been such a constant healer in me, even before I knew it was healing me, that it just, like you said, Raja, it's just who I am. It's in my soul. And for me, there's no getting away from it. In fact, I recall years ago, somebody asking me, how long are you going to do this? Meaning, how long are you going to sing, you know, how long are you going to perform and, you know, sing in front of others? And I almost didn't know how to answer it. But when I did answer, it clicked. Oh, this person doesn't know me. They don't get me. Because if you do, you know, it's never going to stop. That's who I am. And to your question about how has it healed others, this came up actually while we've been talking today, I can think of three specific people who have come up to me at shows and many more that I don't recall, but I recall these three because of their stories. And for one reason or another, they have felt called to come to me after and let me know how impactful what I do, what we do, what music does has been for them. One woman had been in her house for a very long time, having lost her husband of many, many years. So, you know, it's likely that she had been in a depression. And she came out to, by the coaxing of friends, she came out to one of our shows. And, of course, we don't know what's going on in people, right?
Right.
When we're on stage and performing, just as we walk through life, we don't know what's going on inside of others. And yet, when we are doing what we are called from our soul to do, whatever that looks like, we will impact people. And so this woman who had been grieving, who likely was depressed, was able to heal that night. Simply by coming to hear music and to be in the frequency of joy and love and fun. And, you know, I often say what I do a lot of times is I unknowingly give people permission to set aside whatever is going on in their life at that moment in time. You can literally forget about it for several hours if you come to a show. And when you leave, I can almost guarantee you that what was going on before you arrived does not have the same weight that it does after you leave, or that it did before, because music does that. Music is healing. And, you know, there are many stories of physical healing through music. The one that I see more often, though, is the joy that is brought back to people. The willingness to get out of the house and kind of get out of their own bubble that they're living in and experience something different and giving themselves permission to let things go. Because I know too, you know, a lot of times when people are grieving, they feel like it's dishonoring if they go out and have fun or if they feel joy.
Well, there's a actual, it's called sitting Shiva. right? And actually when in the Jewish tradition, the spouse is not allowed to go out for a year, according, depending on what level of Judaism you practice. And so the spouse is tethered to the house for a year. You're supposed to grieve for a year.
I don't know about you, but there's no one in my life that I want to have grieve that long for me. I mean, I've done my work, right? When is my time? Hallelujah.
Right?
I'm good.
On to the next dimension.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to go back to spirit form any time. And so, yeah, I think that I think that does have, for some, it does have an impact, right? It's like, oh, if I go out and I have fun, or if I laugh, or, you know, try to forget. It's like, oh, that sounds horrible. How am I going to forget my loved one? Well, you're not forgetting your loved one. You will always carry them with you. And yet, the lessons that they taught you, that they were put in your life to teach you, can be carried on even when the grief passes. And it's not that you won't miss them, likely forever, but you don't have to carry that heaviness with you. And they wouldn't want that either. And I know that's cliche, but...
It's not cliche. I mean, I will just say that is not cliche. You know, if they look, do you really think that my mom and dad want me mourning them every single day after they passed? I mean, is that the life that they want for me? It's not happening.
No.
Instead, I just chose to connect with them on whatever dimension they are and talk to them.
I was going to say, for those of us that do communicate with those that have transitioned, my experience every single time is there is no grief there. They don't have the same kind, they're not human, they're not in human form, so they don't have those emotions. And so when we're grieving, they really don't even connect with it. They don't understand it. So they want you to feel the love and the joy and the peace that they're feeling. That's all.
It's not in resonance with their vibration.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Over there.
Correct.
So we're out of tune, so to speak.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, we're not harmonized. We're not. Your father Alex says something. And I think I've heard it from doTERRA too. Like the symphony of the cells, right? The cells have their own frequency and symphony, and how you choose to play those cells, right? There you go. I like that, the symphony of the cells. I'm just going to pivot for a quick second because it's related to what you're saying, Michelle. Philip Shannon was gracious enough to answer the question about his release, and he says, grief is a journey. I released it a little at a time. I sang one of my grief songs in September, and he's in the gay men's chorus here in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said, I sang one of my grief songs in September, and it helped one woman release some of her grief listening to me. I can now use my experience to heal others. And he is also a quantum energy healer. And, you know, I want to say that my experience with music and healing, and actually for the both of you, my first really was with Michelle. My second was with you, Alex, really understanding, because I wasn't in a space to understand it before. But I agree with you, Michelle, like when I go to your concerts, it allows me to compartmentalize and get rid of the negative things that I'm putting my attention on, right? It gives me the diversion that I need so I can just kind of experience peace, joy, and happiness again. And then I come home, let's say I'm back on target with the issue at hand, right? I've had the opportunity to release that energy and come back to it with a renewed outlook to view it as the observer. And what would I do as the observer in that situation, right? And then I have a clearer mind and greater discernment around that. For you, Alex, when I listen to you, and let me just say that Michelle's doing some really fun songs, so she just and I have not listened to all your songs. I've listened to the ones that God has called me to listen to. And but you, you take me to a level of deep consciousness. The fact that at such a young age, and this, you said this several times, and I don't know if anybody's repeated this yet. I apologize if I didn't catch it. But how the heck did you know that you weren't the only one coping with this feeling? Like, when you listen to the book, The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz, he says, one of the agreements is be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. What's the other two? Do you remember, anybody? Here, the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best and don't take anything personally. Well, I suck at the don't take anything personally thing, right? And I think it's only me, right? And I never thought, Alex, that, oh, other people must be going through it. It can't just be me, you know, because I was made out to believe that, you know, whatever I'm feeling must be off base, right? Because you're crazy. Like that, they gave me the crazy button. So cool that you thought that. Where did that come? Did that come from your mom and dad, or did that come to you naturally? Where did that come from?
I'm not really sure. I definitely believe, though, like, anything that I feel, I know someone else is feeling. If I feel that I need to write about it,
that's the earnest time.
And what I say and what I think and what I share can help that other person.
Yeah, that's the Ernest Hemingway in you. She's a little Ernest Hemingway, I'm just going to say. We had some freezing. Did you hear? Did anybody? Did I get frozen or? No. Okay.
We heard you.
Did you hear me, Alex, or did you? Did I freeze on you?
I think Alex froze.
Alex froze. We have to clear that energy again.
Did you hear anything?
What I said was, yeah. So you're freezing on your end. I said that's the Alex Hemingway in you, or Alex Ernest Hemingway in you. You know, the fact that you're all-knowing, like the clear cognizant, the clairvoyant, because you see things from the standpoint of being an old soul, right? You're a very old soul. So
she's saying she can't hear anything.
Okay, so can we all clear the energy on her? I believe her computer, so the vibration of her computer, align it, her technology with her own vibration, please. So connect the vibrations for Alex and her technology so they vibrate at the same level and they remove any interferences. Can you hold that in place, please, so it fluctuates how it needs to and you have an equal transmission, an efficient transmission, a clear transmission. Okay. I am going to go to a quick commercial since we haven't had one. How's that? Can we do that? We have a private chat. Oh, can you hear us now, Alex?
I can.
Yay. Okay.
I can hear you. We're good.
Yay. We're going to go to a quick commercial. And, yeah, we're Raj, Michelle, and I have been clearing the energy. So,
okay.
All right. Here we go. So...
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I am Jody Toussaint Essentials. I started Toussaint Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yet, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Toussaint Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Toussaint Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the show. We do have a caller in on Blog Talk, which I'm going to bring in. The number is 312-882, and would love to hear what your question is and also share with us first your name and where you're calling from. So here we go.
Yes, good morning, Grand Rising. And how
good,
are you,
right?
Jody, and your guest, Michelle? How you doing?
Yeah, we have Michelle, we have Alex, and Rajai.
Oh, right. Well, that sounds like Team 23 to me. This is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. And I appreciate you all working as a team because I'm a team player myself. And most of all, I'm a vision personality. And I just want to reflect on, thank you for using your PMA today, and that's positive mental attitude. And then I wanted to kind of comment on bullying. It is a negative mental attitude, and that's the difference. The PMA attitude is positive mental attitude, and the negative attitude is a way of life. People use the wrong language. And in bullying, you know, when I say the wrong language, those are people that are hurt, and people usually that are hurt other people. So, you know, one of the languages that I would like to encourage you all to do is kick the K word. Kick the K word is really that language of kid, K-I-D. And also, I'd like for you to respond to that K word. Do you think that that's a negative word or a, you know, positive word when I say kick the
so
K
great
word?
Great question. First of all, what it sounds
children,
like you think...
kids.
Minister Plump, why do you think that kid is a bad word? What's your interpretation of that?
Well, it's the wrong language. It causes people to use the, and thank you for asking too, Jody. It causes people to use the negative mental attitude, and I use the PMA attitude, which we must also. I use music, and I'm the president of Plump Music Productions, and I use music because music is a way of life that you can address also in a negative way or a positive way. See, I'm a 23, and numbers don't lie. People lie. You know, black, white, red, brown, and yellow. They all lie for whatever reasons. But Team 23 to me is together everyone achieves more, together everyone achieves much, together everyone achieves money, together everyone achieves millions, together everyone achieves miracles, and all miracles come from God. Jody, I appreciate you for that type of concept, which it relieves what we call stress, and stress is also something negative. But then to deal with the PMA, you got to have a vision, and I do have a vision, and Roots is a vision, which is my roots is always first, last, and foremost God. And my agenda is planning in 2023. And welcome to the Female Solution. I love listening to all of the different programs. And a shout out to my beloved sister, Sister Naima Latif, and Assalamu Alaikum. And we are going to be having our breathing and our music today. We are going to be at Lake Grove Village from 6:58 to 9 p.m. And that's where brothers and sisters can learn and listen to the music, because music is a way of life, of, as they say, soothing the savage beast. So I'm a human
Bishop Plum, what is it about the word kid that doesn't resonate with you? Because I think about kid, I don't want to kick the K word. I would like to be a kid.
Well, so I'm so glad that I'm, you know, when, in other words, thank you for asking again. It's like when in the word of God, it says, when I was a child, I act as a child, and I spoke as a child, and I did things as a child would do. And that's like now that I am, I equals to 1, and M equals to 4 in Hebrew numbers. That's why I say that the numbers don't lie. I just choose to be an adult now.
But you're saying that we should keep the word, I say you're losing me. Are you saying that you should kick the word kid to the curb because of a number?
Because it creates a negative mental attitude, and that negative mental attitude is something that
you
were mentioning earlier, Carl Burley.
Forgive me. Whoa. Forgive me.
Yes, ma'am.
For you. So shift your mindset. My interpretation of a kid is that they inspire me, sorry, the computer's over here, so they inspire me to be a better person. Kids inspire me to think young. Kids inspire me to seek joy. So I don't want to kick kids to the curb. I love the word kid. So perhaps it's about the vibration.
I love it anyway.
Hold on. Perhaps it's about the vibration that's behind the word kid when it's used with you. So shift the vibration. Shift the frequency. Bring in the love. Bring in the joy around the word kid and shift the reality. It's not the word. It's the frequency and the energy behind the word.
I do believe that we all got energy. However, it's a matter to me of a, you know, and I respect your opinion. However, it's a matter of fact. And facts is emotions.
No,
and when people,
it's not a fact. The energy is the energy behind the word. What word What energy are you putting behind the word? So it's not a fact. It's your reality, but it's not a fact. Kid is just K-I-D. And I love kids. So I have
I've become a human being as I grew up as a full grown human being. And I am also on a campaign. Yet we are on a campaign. And that's a part of our campaign is kicking the K word.
I love that you have a mission. I can't support kicking a word to the curb because somebody's got an energy around it. I mean, I think
we need to probably have a special program and listen to the people on that, as a part of either a part of the problem or part of the solution. And I say the K word. Mama D Love always says that, too. I think you probably listen to her on the fourth Saturday. Mama D Love on the Female Solution.
I'm going to ask a kid right now to give her opinion. Alex, you don't have to have my opinion. What's your opinion of the word kid, Alex? You have to unmute yourself.
My opinion of the word kid is that it's a word. And it honestly, however you feel about it, you feel about it. And honestly, don't let words have power over you. You make your own decisions and you make your own choices. And so if you feel that a word has power over you and how you feel about a word, then that's how you feel and that's okay. And you can change it or you don't. And it's really your decision of how you feel about it. And if you don't want to kick the word kid to the curb, then don't. And if you do, then do.
Do, right.
You're the only person, live your life and have your opinions. And you don't have to put them on other people. Or you can share your opinions, and now people are allowed to disagree, and it's a word.
Right? Okay, Michelle, you're next. Go for it, Dolly.
Well, I remember, and I won't say exactly what I said, but I remember saying a phrase to my mom when I was very young. I don't know where I had heard it. Maybe I heard it in my own head and I just repeated it. I don't even know because I don't know anyone at that age that would have said this phrase to me. But it was apparently a bad word and I didn't know that. So I just said it. I said the phrase and my mom, while she was taken aback, she kind of laughed because she understood that I didn't know what it meant because it was just a word to me. And so I agree that words are words. And Jody, you even were talking about this in the beginning of the broadcast today, that, you know, the meaning that we put behind something or the frequency in which it is said or delivered or received, can change the meaning of a word to us. And so I agree with Alex, you know, we can choose to deny that word and not use it, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, there are plenty of people that don't use what they would perceive to be foul language, you know, and then there's others of us that throw it out there like it's an if, and, or but because it's a word, and sometimes that's the way I describe things best in my mind. So it's just a word. I like it. Exactly.
Well, so I'm showing my easy button and my button. Don't want to say it on air. But Raj, what do you have to say about the word?
You know, I don't have much to add. You ladies were brilliant in your explanation and with where you guys are at with that, and I really don't have much more to add. So you guys were brilliant. So
I want to add then to this, Alex, you're brilliant. I mean, everyone's brilliant, but as you know, it's your 16 thing that you got going on. why give your power away to a word? And the other thing I have is, why are we vilifying things? Like, people vilify eggs, or they vilify bell peppers because of lectins, or they vilify beans, or they vilify beef. Why not allow people to have their feelings or have their sensitivities or have their desires without vilifying the thing? We don't have to vilify anything. We can just say, okay, that person doesn't like XYZ. Let them be with the fact that they don't like XYZ. I mean, my husband doesn't like this. Okay, so that's the button, and then we have, right, okay, so we have these two buttons that, you know, and the truth is, the vibration on that F word is actually a high vibration, believe it or not, because, at least the way we're doing it, because we have levity around it, and it's funny. But if I use that same word, and we won't press the button again, and I'm using it with anger, like, that's hurtful, right? It's really hurtful. But if I'm, like, you know, using it with levity, it's, you know, and I try not to use the word anymore anyway, just because there is a perception out there. But, and that, by the way, when I was in the fourth grade, Michelle, that was a word that I used that I got spanked for. And I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Right? Had no idea. Someone else used it. That's cool. I liked the vibration on it, apparently. Had no idea what it
meant. That was the vocab word for the week.
What's that?
The vocab word. You know, learning new words at school, you have a new vocab word.
Right. Yeah, so that's amazing, right? And so, like, the thing is, like, the words are what you make it. And one of the chapters in my new book is, which I've asked a few people to contribute to, is words are just vibrations in the air, right? And so so I want people to provide discernment. And one of the ones that I'm using is the word thank you, right? So thank you for all being here. Or, oh, well, thank you very much. Right? So what's the tone? What's the energy? So, like, we have to, and then we have to be responsible for the energy we bring to those words. And since since the word kid is used universally, instead of kicking it to the curb, how about shifting the energy on it for the world? Create a new concept and belief system around the word kid. So it's surrounded with love, peace, and joy, and harmony. Do that. Love on people.
You
what
know what, Jody? Jody,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Brother Pump is still here. Yes, ma'am. I just want to share this thought, you know, with my name, Plump, P-L-U-M-P, which is peace, love, unity, marketing people. And I agree with love, you know, which is the greatest. Matter of fact, we have a concept that we're working on in the community at large, and it's called Black Love Matters Too. And that's on our T-shirts, and it's a fundraiser. And hopefully that the Female Solution might accept that we hold ourselves accountable for the conditions of our community, support our efforts as we exercise change. So I agree with, you know, we have to change our mental attitude from that of a negative attitude to a positive attitude in order to help save the children. You know, which is a part of, you know, our commitment and my commitment to God as a minister, Robert Floyd Plump in Chicago.
So, and thank you for that. But I think that if we really want to shift things, it's just my opinion. You don't have to agree. No one has to agree. I think we have to shift the energy around words and shift the energy around what we're doing. Instead of vilifying things, I'm so done with vilifying or even glorifying things that someone had posted, and I can't get it out of my head. It was like 6 weeks ago. there was an old, probably a prehistoric alligator because it was so huge, and they hung it, excuse me, by its neck, and they glorified the death of this animal. I'm like, why are we glorifying death, the death? Why are we glorifying anyone's death? Even if you're eating that animal, which they weren't doing, I don't think, you know, you still don't want to glorify that death. Like, stop it. Just stop. Be the love. Let's love on people. We have to take our last caller, which is 312-721, so I'll bring you on. Thank you, Miss, for calling in. And we're going to close that mic and open up the other one. Okay. So welcome to Self-Care, the Female Solution. You are live.
Yes, I am. I'm live.
We've got Naima Latif, executive producer.
Yes, and I'm here with the illustrious Zelda, and we are on our way on the shuttle train to the airport, and just want to let everyone know we love you all. It was so wonderful seeing everybody that we've seen on the show, all that loving energy, and I totally agree. The best way to fix things is to accept people exactly where they are, accept however they see life, because no one is wrong. Everybody is an individuated expression of God. And so all of us are perfect exactly as we are.
So I couldn't hear you really nice. What I learned over the weekend while we were all here is, first of all, frequency impacts everyone so differently, and it allows us to process whatever we need to process. And like for me, you know, I had too much energy on my brain yesterday, and how that showed up was, you know, we created this labyrinth, which was exuding a lot of energy. Then Rajai found several orb that are rivers of light. So they're magnifying the energy of the land, of the vortex, of the labyrinth. And we opened up the vortex, the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion. And as soon as I closed that vortex, my brain functioned, but it allowed me to process at rapid speed. And so we don't know what each person is going through and what they're processing. And so that was my learning. Anything that, Raj, I sense you want to add something about that.
Well, you know, it's we're all having an experience, right? We're all having a unique experience, and we're all going to express that experience in different ways. And I think the biggest thing is we just need to honor other people in the way they show up, you know, kind of be thankful and grateful for everything that that is before us, and that the opportunities that we have for just by being here in this dimension, because essentially we're all expressing frequency, energy, and vibration. We're all here to become something, right? We're here for a reason. And Alex, like your talents, you are divinely inspired to be here. Quite frankly, I do believe you picked your parents before you came here. And you have something to teach, and you have something to share with people. And so this is really what it's about, is allowing those people to really flourish and to allow people like yourself to blossom, to become the kind of people that you were designed to be. And I think that's a lesson for all of us to take. Approach everything in a sacred manner, right? And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're trying to honor here. That's kind of my point of view and my take, and it's just about being in that place of love and resonating from there, right? Love, compassion, understanding, wisdom, right? Inspiration, and burning question everyone wants to know, Alex, is where can people find your music?
There's so many places you guys can find my music. So I'm on all streaming platforms. So you can find it, Alex Freeman, on all streaming platforms, as well as social media. You can find me at Alex Freeman Official on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, I think whatever other, Facebook, any other platform is Alex Freeman Official, so you can find me there. If you guys want to go check out my music, you can find it there. I have music videos on YouTube, covers, all kinds of fun stuff. So as you guys can see here, you can find me at Alex Freeman Official wherever you're looking.
And do you have a favorite song?
Yes, my favorite one that I currently, I just released one recently, but my personal favorite is Broken Record.
So it's right. This one right here. So I can't play it, Alex, because they'll cut the show.
Your dad played it for us, though.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday. It was awesome.
So I encourage you to hear.
Hey, guys.
So I encourage you to listen to this link. What happens is if I play this on the show, YouTube then cuts off the show.
Oh!
That's why we're not playing it. That's the only reason. So, but I just put the link in the thread. I also put in the Made for More Global in the thread, which, allows you to hire Alex to come in and speak to your school. Let me just share that screen as well. I know we need, this is just the beginning, and this was last minute, and I would love at some point to do a deeper dive on the show, Alex. This is just planting a seed today, right? And to give people a hint about the power of energy, the power of positive thought, the power of owning your own power, which you are that, right? And actually, all of you are that, right? Michelle, you are someone who owns her own power. You go on this stage. You're an introvert, but you do it anyway, right? When we can grasp a mission that's greater than ourselves, we lose the fear and we step into our own power and we step without fear. Singing on stage is not my mission. I have so much fear around it that my voice shuts down. But you put me on this podcast and you want to talk about what I think is important, you can't shut me up. Right? So just fine. So what I want to say, everyone here is uniquely different. I'm not supposed to be Michelle. And neither is she supposed to be me. And both of us are intuitive and we serve completely differently. And Michelle's a rock star and so is Alex. They serve differently. They have different missions. We are not in competition. We are here to serve each other and to help each other grow. I am a frequency. So is Rajai. We serve differently and work together to serve the world. All of us do. And so if we stop the competition and lead with love and lead with collaboration, right? And look, we all get judgmental. We all get, annoyed. Take a breath. I'm the one to tell you need to take a breath because I'm the one, I get annoyed, right? And I breathe, I'm learning to breathe through it, right? And understand that that person's also going through whatever they're going through. And Raj is my teacher. Everyone, you should know, Raj is my teacher.
We're all teaching each other, Jody.
Well, yes, we are. But you teach me the essence of grace. Michelle, you teach me the essence of listening.
and Alex, different from listening, you teach me the essence of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Up there. You hear on a level at an age that I don't even know. I have to process it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so grateful that all of us have had the opportunity to be here today, to share parts of our journey, not all parts. It will grow. This is just the beginning. And Michelle, thank you for sharing the stage today. This is typically your day.
No, I love it. Thank you. I'm so glad that we were able to do it.
Thank you. I love you. I love you all. And let's go show the world how to be the light. How about we do that today? And if you have a hiccup, just say plot twist. And then go back to being the light. All right. Anything else anybody wants to say before we go? Or
I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to be here and sharing your gift with the world and having the courage to do what you do. So thank you.
And I just want to make sure, because I don't know if this one is, I just need to make sure I have this up here. Michelle, if you need to get in touch, I know you guys see Michelle every month, but Michelle Froge, myrockstarcoach@gmail.com, website www.rockstarcoach.org, Facebook at the Rockstar Coach. Okay, the Rockstar Coach. Rockstar. And Rajai, is your number on your, there we go, and then Alex, we put up your information, and I think I created in the comments, I did not create a banner, forgive me for that. So I have actually, let me do this. Do you want to just tell people real quick how to get in touch with you, please? Yeah. There's an email address and a, like, where that, I think I have it up here on Made for More, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
Yeah. So you guys can find me at any social media at Alex Freeman Official. And then I have an email, which is alex@alexfreemanrocks.com. I don't always see my emails, so I'm very better about messages and DMs and stuff like that. So if you guys want to reach out to me, you can definitely reach out to me then.
Okay, and what about this contact information for people who want to bring you into the school? Is the info at madeformore.global also okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then they call your mom at the 315-254-3186?
Yes.
Okay, and so, you know, we do have people like Zelda and Naima work a lot with the school systems in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I anticipate that they would want to bring you in.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. And Rajai, your number here, 847-754-8555. If you need an amazing coach or energy healer, he is also your guy. I think we're good. You know how to get in touch with me. I don't even know where my banners are. Here we go. So Reverend Jody, 847-738-0242, jody@susanessentials.com, or just visit my site, susanessentials.com, and click the red button for a free consult. All right, everybody, I'm going to run that ending, and be the love you want to see in the world. Cheese.